So I'm sitting here with Claire Thompson, who is the organiser of the Thupa meetup events. So bringing together PR and comms professionals and talking about things that are relevant to us. We've been talking about mobile apps today. So Audioboo have been here, obviously. How do you think it's gone, Claire? Has it been interesting?
I think it's been really, really interesting in terms of the broad spectrum of people who've been here and the subjects that we've covered. I don't think there's very much that anybody who's working in comms or PR, the two are the same, of course, who would have found nothing of value here.
There has been a lot of geek chat, hasn't there?
There has, and in fact, from here on in, I'm declaring, as the organiser of this, that we will have yellow cards for everybody who attends so that they can yellow card anybody who talks geek. And if they talk geek too much, then we'll red card them and they'll have to sit on the bench.
I think that's an excellent approach. And you've got some changes coming up. You're renaming, because I can't pronounce the name, and I think some other people can't pronounce it either. Have you got a new name, or are you still planning?
We're keeping that somewhat secret until next week, largely because there's lots of changes happening. We have been speaking with Comms Chat, and you're the first people to hear this, but you've probably seen, or anybody who's in the comms industry may well have seen the hashtag Comms Chat online. We are looking at a link up with them so that community, which are already PR and communicators online talking about specific issues, can bring those offline to meet. So there's that going on. There is a new name, because the name is absolutely awful, and I'm the first to stick my hand up. And, you know, for nearly a year now, I've been saying, come up with a new name, come on, community. So we now have new names, and Halima, who's my intern at Waves PR, has been working on that, so we'll reveal that over the coming week. I think the other thing that we need to change is that this venue is fantastic, but it's quite a small venue, so we're going to limit the numbers of people who come.
So making it more exclusive?
Yeah, exclusive but open. I don't want to say, you know, it's only a certain elite that can come, because there's plenty of events that serve that elite terribly well. What I really want is it to be community-based, and for people who genuinely want to engage with the subject matter to come along and feel that it's okay to ask questions, even if they seem silly questions, because there's no such thing as a silly question.
Absolutely, and we are in a pub as well, I have to add, so, you know, there's some beer involved, which always helps with the questions, I guess.
Yeah, and I think actually over a period of time, because we've changed the format so that we're not just talking about a single subject, although we initially group around a particular subject, there will be more to it, and people can have wider conversations around communications issues. Over a period of time, I'm sure that some wonderful sponsor will want to step forward and ply us all with copious amounts of alcohol and food.
That sounds good to me. What's the next meeting? When is it? And what is it about?
Okay, so the next meeting is around music. It's the second Friday in October, and we are sticking to that format from here on in. It probably won't be at this venue because they had already booked, but we will let that be known online. People can come to us through the meetups group. Again, we will be moving away from that because it's somewhat spammy kind of environment, and it gives people so much information that they can't cope with it. But keep an eye out for us online. At the moment, we're tweeting at THUPR, Thupa. And that was really funny to begin with, because everybody had a Thupa tool. Now it's not so funny.
Great. Well, we will keep an eye out for your next events, and thanks so much for having us. It's been great.